In the NCAA men's basketball tournament, there are 12 teams left. Syracuse limited Indiana to its lowest point total of the season, forced 19 turnovers, compiled 10 blocks, and held the normally efficient team to 33% shooting. Marquette built a double-digit lead in the first half and went on to a 71-61 win over Miami to earn a spot in the East Regional title game. Syracuse will now face number 3 seed Marquette on Saturday night in an all-Big East matchup for a berth in the Final Four. The Orange haven't been to the national semifinals since Carmelo Anthony led them to the 2003 title. In the NCAA West Regional semifinals, Ohio State won against Arizona 73-70. Wichita State has advanced to the Final Eight for the first time in 32 years with a 72-58 win over LaSalle. They'll face Ohio State in the West Regional final. In the NBA, the Lakers fell to Milwaukee 113-103. Kobe Bryant left the arena using a crutch but appeared to be walking without pain. The Lakers say he has a bone spur on his left foot. Indiana beat Dallas 103-78, and Sacramento defeated Phoenix 117-103. Jimmer Fredette scored 7 points. Checking the NHL, Toronto doubled up Carolina 6-3. The New York Islanders overcame Philadelphia 4-3. Pittsburgh shut out Winnipeg 4-0. Florida beat Buffalo 5-4. Ottawa shut out the New York Rangers 3-0. And San Jose defeated Detroit 2-0. In baseball spring training action, Washington beat the Mets 5-1. Pittsburgh slid past the Yankees 2-1, and Boston whipped Minnesota 6-1. In other sports news, a judge has ruled that Oscar Pistorius can leave South Africa to compete in international track meets. And finally, a fired Syracuse University assistant basketball coach has filed the initial paperwork in a lawsuit against ESPN for reporting two former ball boys' claims that the longtime coach sexually abused them. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.